Is there a giant unknown planet beyond Neptune? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Brown, associate professor of astronautics at the United States Air Force Academy, discusses whether Planet 9 is changing our solar system.
There are over 1,600 known minor planets that exist beyond Neptune's orbit. These small bodies are called trans-Neptune objects, or TNOs for short. Over the last few years, researchers, including our own group, discovered that 6 to 12 TNOs that travel farthest from the Sun have similar orbits. This was very puzzling and led one research team to propose that there is a giant undetected planet well beyond Neptune, which they called Planet 9. They postulated that gravitational forces from this hypothetical planet have kept 6 of the largest TNO orbits near each other. However, our research showed that it is not just the TNOs with very large orbits that are close together. A key characteristic of all TNO orbits is also clustered together. This was unexpected because small perturbations from the known giant planets like Jupiter, Saturn, and Neptune move TNO orbits a little. These perturbations are slightly different for each TNO, so over time their orbits should spread apart. We showed that gravitational perturbations from our known planets would cause all the TNO orbits to be spread out evenly in only about 3 million years. Yet they are still clustered together today. What could explain this? Why are the orbits of over 1,600 TNOs not evenly distributed today? We also determined that the proposed Planet 9 could not explain the clustering of these orbits. Therefore, we concluded that there is no reason to believe this hypothetical planet exists at all. Instead, we postulated that TNOs have only been in their present orbits for less than a few million years. Other recent research we published proposed that TNOs recently moved from inside Neptune's orbit, which could explain why elements of their orbits are similar today. There are certainly many more questions that need to be answered regarding these unusual bodies. Hopefully, the answers to these questions will help us to better understand our solar system.
That was Robert Brown of the United States Air Force Academy. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.